Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor of the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The idea is to help prevent food poisoning. The government's issuing a new ruling this morning. The AP's Donna Warder.
U.S. agriculture officials say poultry producers will be required to bring salmonella bacteria levels in certain chicken products to very low levels to prevent food poisoning. The regulations take effect in 2025. At that point, salmonella will be considered an adulterant, a contaminant that can cause foodborne illness when it's detected above certain levels in frozen breaded and stuffed raw chicken products. Donna Warder, Washington.
Protests are continuing at college campuses across the nation. Students demanding colleges cut financial ties to Israel, which is battling Hamas. One big university has now canceled a graduation ceremony. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
People united will never be defeated.
Student demonstrations and tensions are growing on the Los Angeles campus. USC has announced the big May 10th commencement ceremony is now canceled. It comes a day after 90 people were arrested on campus. One was cited for having a weapon. There will still be dozens of individual school ceremonies that day with caps, gowns, and diplomas. But the main event is canceled, as was the valedictorian speech announced last week, prompting anger among some students. I'm Jackie Quinn.
At Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, David Pecker will return to the witness stand today. Defense attorneys will try to poke holes in his testimony. He's the former National Enquirer publisher who's described helping bury embarrassing stories that Donald Trump feared would hurt his campaign. In Beijing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken met this morning with China's President Xi Jinping. Blinken warned about the dangers of any miscalculations between the two nations.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Chinese Minister of Public Security Wang Chuhong in a meeting on bilateral cooperation in areas including counter-narcotics and law enforcement. Blinken says he appreciated the cooperation in counter-narcotics with China and that there's more that needs to be done.
I very much look forward to discussing that with you today, as well as other issues between us. But I think our ability to cooperate in this area, to show results, will have a very positive impact on relations between our countries and the interests of our people.
Both Blinken and Wang echoed the recent communication between the presidents of the two countries, saying that efforts have been made to enforce the consensus reached by the two heads of state. I'm Charles de Letesma.
This is AP News.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Americans are having fewer babies. The AP's Shelley Adler.
U.S. births fell last year. A little under 3.6 million babies were born in 2023. That's according to provisional statistics released by the CDC. That's about 76,000 fewer than the year before, and the lowest one-year tally since 1979. Nicholas Mark is a University of Wisconsin researcher who studies how social policy and other factors influence health and fertility.
The level of fertility that we're seeing is not super low. It's very similar to European countries. This is not not like something to be alarmed about at all.
The provisional numbers released by the CDC are based on more than 99.9% of the birth certificates filed last year. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow dropped 375 points yesterday. The S&P fell 23 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The New York State Court of Appeals has overturned a 2020 rape conviction of former media mogul Harvey Weinstein. I'm Margie Zaraletta with the latest. New York's highest court has ruled the judge in Harvey Weinstein's rape trial committed egregious errors, including a decision to let women testify about allegations that were not part of the case. Weinstein's lawyers have said he wanted to testify but did not because he would have had to answer questions about alleged acts dating back four decades. Prosecutors have said the judge's rulings were proper because the extra testimony showed a pattern of Weinstein's alleged abuse. Despite the new ruling, Weinstein will not go free. He is serving 16 years in prison for rape based on a 2022 conviction in Los Angeles.
Federal Communications Commission's bringing back net neutrality, which was first adopted in 2015 and then repealed under the Trump administration. Net neutrality is the idea internet service providers will treat all customers equally, banning practices that throttle back or block certain sites or apps, or offering higher speeds to customers who pay more. The telecommunications industry was against restoring the rules, calling it unnecessary government interference in business decisions. The FCC votes were split by political affiliation, three Democrats on the panel in favor and two Republicans opposed. Net neutrality was first introduced during the Obama administration. Then the FCC repealed the rules in 2017 under the Trump administration. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Amazon-owned Ring customers will be getting refunds. The Federal Trade Commission is sending more than $5.6 million in refunds to consumers as part of a settlement with Ring, which was charged with failing to protect private video footage from outside access. In a 2023 complaint, the FTC accused the doorbell camera and home security provider of allowing its employees and contractors to access customers' private videos. The settlement requires Ring to delete content that was found to be unlawfully obtained, establish stronger security protections, and pay a hefty fine. Much of that money is heading to eligible Ring customers. The nation's economy slowed last quarter. In the final 3 months of last year, the gross domestic product was 3.4%. The Commerce Department reports that number, which is the economy's total output of goods and services, sank to 1.6% in the first quarter of this year. And Gus Fauché, who's the chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group, says that's okay.
1.6% is close to the economy's long-run potential. It means that the economy is expanding at a solid pace, but not at that very rapid pace we saw in the second half of 2023.
As for what these numbers mean to the Federal Reserve?
The assumption is that we will see inflation slow over the next 3-6 months or so, and that should allow for rate cuts sometime later this year.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The Pentagon says that the U.S. will relocate most of the approximately 100 forces it has deployed in Chad and the majority of the 1,000 U.S. personnel assigned to Niger. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
We'll conduct follow-up meetings in Niamey next week to coordinate the withdrawal process in a transparent manner and with mutual respect.
The withdrawal puts a dent in the U.S. military's efforts to counter violent extremist organizations across the Sahel region. Niger has experienced political insecurity. Chad's presidential election is May 6th, and both have seen an uptick in influence from Russia and China. Russian military trainers arrived in Niger earlier this month with Russian equipment to reinforce Niger's air defenses. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A former mortuary worker could get as much as 30 years behind bars for selling boxes of body parts stolen from a medical school. Prosecutors say there's a nationwide scheme to steal and sell body parts. 37-year-old Candace Chapman Scott is among several people recently charged. She worked at Arkansas Central Mortuary Services. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences says that's where it sent the remains of cadavers that had been donated to help medical students.
Under a deal with prosecutors, Scotts pleaded guilty to reduced charges for her role in selling boxes of cadaver parts to a Pennsylvania man for $11,000. She faces up to dozens of years behind bars and $500,000 in fines. I'm Jackie Quinn.
AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Topping the bill on Thursday night, the NFL Draft. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports from Detroit.
For the first time in NFL draft history, five quarterbacks are selected in the top 10, while six go in the top 12. USC's Caleb Williams went first to the Chicago Bears.
Unique moment, unique time for me, because I've been striving and reaching for this moment to be the number one pick. And so I'm really excited. I'm really excited to be on this team.
The Commanders selected Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Jaden Daniels with the second pick. North Carolina's Drake May went third to the Patriots. The Falcons stunned everyone, taking Michael Penix Jr. at number 8 1 month after signing Kirk Cousins to a 4-year deal. The Vikings traded up to 10 to select Michigan quarterback J.J. McCarthy, while Bo Nix went to Denver at number 12. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
Pro basketball, the Sixers bounced back from a gut-punch loss in New York on Monday to defeat the Knicks 125-114. Philly still trails the series 2-1. Joel Embiid dropped a playoff career-high 50 points, a feat made even more remarkable after he revealed that since the play-in series versus Miami, he has been battling Bell's palsy, an unexplained episode of muscle weakness on one side of the face.
It's pretty annoying, you know, with my left side of my face, my mouth, and and my eye. It's been tough, but I'm not a quitter.
In the other Eastern Conference playoff game, Cleveland's lead was cut to 2-1 as it suffered its worst ever postseason defeat, routed by Orlando 121-83. Magic forward Franz Wagner.
Thought our urgency all night was really good. Our energy was great. Everybody's really locked in. And, we need a similar effort on Saturday.
In the West, the Nuggets assumed a commanding first-round lead over the Lakers. We get this report from correspondent Mark Myers in L.A.
The defending champs now one win away from moving on to the next round after taking Game 3 from the Lakers, 112-105. Denver leads 3-0. Aaron Gordon scored 29 points with 15 rebounds. Nikola Jokic fell one assist shy of a triple-double, finishing with 24 points and 15 boards. Jamal Murray had 22 points. Lakers got 33 from Anthony Davis and 26 from LeBron James. Denver has now defeated the Lakers 11 straight times, with 7 of those wins coming in the playoffs.
Back with hockey and baseball after this.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hockey, a first-round intrastate playoff battle in Florida. Correspondent Walt Marciano is in Tampa with this report on Panthers Lightning.
The Florida Panthers are one win away from moving on to the second round of the Stanley Cup playoffs after defeating the Tampa Bay Lightning 5-3 Thursday. Matthew Tkachuk, who scored the first and last goals of the game, credited his goalie Sergei Bobrovsky with much of the Panthers' success so far.
I think it's been a really close series so far in the first three games, and we've been getting some unbelievable goaltending that's really weathered the storm for us, and probably that's been the biggest key for us this series.
Bobrovsky stopped 26 shots to earn his third win of the playoffs. Steven Lorenz got the game winner. Sam Reinhart and Brandon Montour also scored for Florida. The Lightning's Steven Stamkos, Tyler Motte, and Nick Paul scored for Tampa Bay.
The Hurricanes-Islanders series is just as lopsided. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports from New York.
The Hurricanes scored two early goals and grabbed a 3-0 lead in their first-round series with a 3-2 victory over the Islanders. Brent Burns put Carolina ahead for good 4:46 into the game, and Dmitry Orlov made it 2-0 at the midway mark of the first period.
Nice to get goal for sure, but more we get wins, so you can, 2-0 season's not over. They already play hard today. You know, they're a desperate team, and next game they're going to be even more desperate.
Sebastian Aho notched the eventual game winner in the second period. Andrei Svechnikov had two assists, and Frederick Anderson stopped 29 shots for the Canes. Anderson was perfect after Brock Nelson scored with 2:21 left in the second. Ilya Sorokin was pulled after allowing three goals on 14 shots. Game four is Saturday. Dave Ferry, New York.
Baseball, the team with the best record in the American League is Cleveland. The Guardians became 18-7 by besting Boston 6-4. The series went to Cleveland, which is just fine with starting hurler Tristan McKenzie.
Just being able to go out there and win series like we have been doing. And I think just trying to put our best foot forward from pitch one, being able to come out here and just try and win the series. And I think that's been our MO.
Another AL activity, the Twins beat the MLB worst White Sox 6-3. The Pale Hose have a mark of 3-22. It was the Royals 2, Toronto 1, Seattle 1 at Texas 4-3, and the A's defeated the Yankees 3-1. In the National League, the Brewers over the Pirates 7-5. Philadelphia shut out Cincinnati 5-0. The Rockies scored six times in the eighth to rally past San Diego 10-9, and the Dodgers won at Washington 2-1. In Thursday's lone interleague matchup, the Cubs beat the Astros 3-1. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
Two horses, one black and the other white, who were without riders but with saddles and bridles, were seen running loose in the heart of the UK capital. The front of the white horse was covered in red. It wasn't immediately clear if it was blood or red dye or who the horses belonged to. City of London police say that officers were waiting for a horse box from the British Army to collect the animals and take them to a veterinarian. The London Ambulance Service says four people had been injured, treated at the scene, and taken to the hospital. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
It's an alarming warning from French President Emmanuel Macron. Europe is between war and peace, and it could die if it fails to build its own strong defense or fails to make trade and economic reforms. Macron says Russia's war against Ukraine is an existential threat, and if Europe were confronted by a power like Russia, he said, it would not be well-armed enough to defend itself. He slammed the U.S. and China, saying the two world powers have decided not to respect the rules of global trade. And he called for safeguarding democratic values in the face of what he said is the authoritarian model that is becoming more popular, he said, across the continent. I'm Rita Foley.
With war in Ukraine at its border, Poland's government wants to be among the countries setting Europe's agenda. Speaking in Parliament, Poland's Foreign Minister, Radek Sikorski, laid out the government's vision at a historically crucial moment with war across the border in Ukraine. He warned that a Russian attack on NATO would end in defeat for Moscow, but that NATO must increase its defences. Ahead of the speech, the Foreign Ministry said Sikorski's vision was closely aligned with that of French President Emmanuel Macron, who is also laying out his ambitions for Europe to be a more assertive global power. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.